Oh, the callbacks are the best. Well, speaking of calling back, let's call back to our old friends, Yachtly Crew, who played our birthday bash. Remember at the Rock, the Hard Rock Cafe down there in downtown Hollywood?
Oh, that was on Hollywood Boulevard, yeah.
Yeah, oh, you got the trash can up there? You cleaned it out?
Yeah, we got
Sailor Hawkins and Baba Booey with us. Or Baby Booey, not Baba Booey. Baba Booey. Is it Baba?
Baba Booey.
Why does it say Baby Booey on my sheet? Baby Booey.
I thought maybe
he got sued by Baba Booey. Yeah, he's like, I gotta go buy Baby Booey now. Hey,
Poncho.
Good to see you, man.
Hey, yo, Poncho.
Hey,
good to see
you.
Brought some goodies for y'all.
You bought some goodies, too?
Nice.
I know you guys are playing the Peacock. On Saturday the 29th, so after all the fixings and after the dessert table and everything like that, then you can actually go and see Yachtly Crew at the Peacock Theater on Saturday the 29th. When your family comes out and you're looking for something to do, take them out to see Yachtly Crew because that is,
it's going to be
show.
A big show. This is going to be awesome.
You guys been out touring and stuff. I mean, I know you had a busy year.
Touring like mad. It's been crazy. We just don't stop.
You don't stop.
No.
We did Australia this year, too.
Wow. Yeah? How'd they like you guys down under?
It was
great.
It was great. So cool.
You do a lot of Men at Work songs when you're down there?
No, you had to break into one.
We did throw in a Bee Gees tune and a Little River Band and some Air Supply.
Air Supply, yeah.
Cool. Got to throw in a little bit.
Thank God you guys threw in the Little River Band.
You know what?
I love that song. Yeah,
right?
What is
reminiscing?
It? Reminiscing.
Yeah. Is that where they're from?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Australia. Yeah.
Yeah. BG's. I love
it. And Air Supply. I mean, come on.
And we got Air Supply tickets to give away.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Air Supply's playing this Friday at the YouTube Theater. You guys want to go? I have tickets.
This Friday?
That's right next to where we're playing, right?
Yeah. No, pretty that's at Inglewood.
Oh, it's Inglewood.
Yeah. Inglewood.
So we were just talking about pie and the holiday. So as far as like your pie of choice when you go to the pie table, what are you cutting a slice off of?
So many girls, so many names. I'm talking about the
jersey. Yeah.
Sorry, we've been on tour so long.
All different shapes, all different sizes.
I don't know. Somebody was complaining about pumpkin, but you didn't like pumpkin?
No. But somebody's saying that. But you like pumpkin.
I went pumpkin.
I think. Oh, yeah. I think
absolutely.
Pumpkin is the highest choice.
It's just
saying
that pumpkin. Like a nice warm pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
With a scoop of vanilla bean ice cream.
There we go.
Oh, vanilla bean.
You know,
up in a notch.
Well,
like fancy
vanilla. The same.
If you took that, vanilla bean ice cream and the pie, and you put it in like a blender. And then made a milkshake out of it, I would love that.
That would be good.
You know what I mean?
That
would be
bad.
Good.
Yeah. Matter actually, fact, sounds good.
I saw that people are doing that at Costco right now. They go to Costco, they buy the pumpkin pie, the Costco pumpkin pie.
That giant one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then they go over to the food court and they have ice cream there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're basically just cutting the pie right there and throwing it into the ice cream and mixing it up, making their own like little McFlurry.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and that's like the new thing now everybody's doing. Jeez,
that is the trashiest thing.
It is
trashy.
Totally. Just when I thought the french fries and the frosty things were weird, right?
I know. That is
next
like
level.
Even worse than that.
Yeah, people are doing that right now.
And they're eating it as they shop.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Costco is now, what is it, trying to turn to Walmart?
Yeah. It's the new Walmart. Costco.
I don't know if this is considered a pie, but I like cheesecake.
Oh, that's what we were just talking about. With
I would go with the cheesecake over anything.
We're going to count
it. No, they call it cheesecake, not cheese pie.
No, but it does look like
it does come in a pie.
It's a pie.
Yeah. We'll allow it.
We're going to allow it. Do you guys have big plans for Thanksgiving?
You.
Are you a family coming into town? Does the whole Yachtly Crew get together and have a
giant? They're sick of each other.
Goodbye.
We've been on a... I think we were just talking about it the other day. We were on a tour bus for like over 5 months this year. So,
oh my God.
And then, so it's like
but that's
a
cool
glorified
though,
RV
tour
with like 12
people. It is cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, it used to be like the tour
van.
Trailer.
Waking up at 5 in the morning after going to bed at 2 a.m. You know, trying to get to the next town. But when we get back, it's the break is good. Everybody gets along great, honestly, for all
still
of
to this day. Because I mean, you guys have such a good time and it's so much fun. Have you had like, because I know you guys do a lot of like stuff inside the audience where all of a sudden the sax player will pop up in the audience.
Yeah.
And has there been any fan that's been unruly and like grabbed the guy and he
sometimes you go out and people like try to steal his hat and
his glasses.
Like, his glasses. Yeah. Like people try to like take part of your wardrobe.
I know a guy who did that at one of your shows and he's wearing it right now.
He was on stage with you guys at the time, I think. He stole your tambourine as well and he won't give it back.
You know, we were just talking about it. The last two times we were hanging out with you guys doing radio, we were... It included alcohol. I think
you want a shot?
Reindeer thing. Like,
oh yeah, the reindeer. Yes, the
what
reindeer.
What do we got?
Which guys?
Oh, we have any tequila?
Here we go. Fireball.
Oh, okay. I'll do
here
that.
We go. Fireball. I'm with you guys.
All right, let's do it. I mean, it's only 9:30.
That's the next best thing to pumpkin pie.
Here we go. We do the whole shot, the whole thing.
Yeah, we got down the whole thing.
All right, ready?
To Yachtly Crew.
Cheers to Yachtly Crew at the Peacock. Like champs.
Oh,
not a problem.
Oh my god.
So good when it touches your lips.
Oh my god. This is like from the 90s.
I know. I feel like it's junior high shots. Chase it with a Mickey's big mouth.
Yeah, junior high shots. Yeah, not when a French kiss somebody. What am I, junior high? You guys still kiss your wives or is that too junior high?
Oh no, all the time. Every day.
Every day.
Every
see,
day.
Frank.
I mean, like,
sometimes like three times
just
a day.
Like, just like, see you later, babe. Or is it?
Well, I kissed my wife goodbye about 3 years ago. So.
Oh my God.
For the last time.
That's right.
I'm going to get an email about
that
one.
You being on tour is a lot different than some of the other guys being on tour who got wedding rings on.
Well, yeah. No, we're good. You know what? At the end of the day, we're so tired. You go backstage at our show and everybody's just on their phone.
How are the Yachtly groups?
No, it's like the croupies.
The croupies.
It's good. We got, you know what? We're pretty heavy in the MILF market, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I mean, we don't
got
have
some
a
good
lot of...
GILFs, though, too, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. GILFs. Oh, yeah.
GILFs have no, like, no line.
Frank's got a GILF.
Oh, you know, man, Frank's... I got a GILF. I'm having sex with the grandma now. It's awesome.
It's weird, though. Grandmas now are, like, in their 30s.
Yeah. You know? So it's like, Jerry,
it's not really
Jerry,
saying much. Yeah.
No, I asked about unruly fans because I saw an Australian fan. You guys said you've been down... Were they rowdier, the Australian fans, than anywhere
else? There was a couple
else?
Of...
I think they were. Yeah. I think they were, yeah.
Has anyone breaking out into a fight at a Yachtly Crew?
Oh, yeah, it's happened.
You know what? There was one when we did Santa Barbara earlier this
year.
Oh,
yeah. Punches were like flying.
Some people...
What?
And they were... Yeah, and then the during seats sailing. Got broken.
No, it was
crazy.
True.
It was crazy. Like, there was, like, pictures of the aftermath. They broke, like, some of the chairs in the theater. And like the built-in... theater seats, you know, from this.
I saw the guy fixing that chair all day, too. Right. And then he just broke it.
What?
It was crazy.
An Australian fan ripped four dreads out of Lenny Kravitz's head.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Like, Corey?
What?
Yes. Let me ask you about how hard would you have to tug out four dreads out of somebody's head?
It's very intentional.
I mean, you got to yank
four?
Pretty hard, right?
Yes.
Four dreads. And his dreads aren't like little dreads. They're
like
chunky.
He's had them for a while. It's not like, they're brand new. They're not in very
That's
going to
draw blood, you think?
Absolutely. Like scalping somebody.
Exactly.
I love Lenny Kravitz. He's the best, man.
Because I guess he goes out to the crowd every time he sings Let Love Rule, and then somebody grabbed like his dreads and just went, yank!
Yeah, four.
That's
four,
crazy.
Four, I mean, one. That is one is one thing. Four?
Now, what's your trick, Heidi, when he says pulling hair could be bad or good? What's the trick?
Well, I like my hair pulled, but I like it pulled like if you would grab it, like take your fingers and you grab it kind of at the
bottom.
At the root.
Yeah, at the base where it's growing, and then you just kind of you don't want to be like, you like that, baby? You like that? You like that? It's like, no, now my neck is sore. I can't turn my head to the left.
Yeah.
Yank something.
That's not
good. That hurts. No,
right before the donkey punch. That's not good.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a finesse and a trick with being rough. Yes.
You know, Jordan is back with us today. You know, he suffered a massive heart attack.
Oh, what's up, guys?
I brought everybody goodies, and I had some Big Macs and cigarettes for you. But then I heard,
my favorite.
Then I heard, like, what's going on, bro?
Yeah.
I mean,
no more of those. Cut them out.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
I'm glad you're here. It's,
touch
you know,
and go
it's
there
crazy
for
that stuff is.
You just never know man.
You never do. And that's, like, I keep trying to tell people that, like, the biggest thing about me coming back was really just just bringing awareness. Because a lot of, I know plenty of people who live like I do. I don't live that crazy. And even talking about diet, like, I wasn't eating that bad.
Right.
It's just, you know, between hereditary and then I do smoke, I do drink, and I do stay out late. I don't sleep enough. Like, there's just so many factors.
That sounds bad, dude.
That doesn't sound good.
Wow. That lifestyle you just described sounds pretty.
It's not that bad. It's not that good.
I felt pretty awesome for a while until I didn't, you know?
Now you're going to Avion and church.
Poor thing. How many guys are in the band of Yachtly
Crew? Seven.
Seven guys. Now, is there one guy that maybe you're more worried about, like having something like what happened to Jordan? Yeah. It's like, hey, dude, you got to settle down.
Our sound guy.
We kind of need him.
The pyrotechnics guy.
He's the guy. Yeah, we go on the bus like after the show, and he's like, "Where's the tequila?" And the sound guy's like, "Huh?" Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I remember going to your show. Shout out to Whiskey. And I was on mushrooms, and I didn't know you guys were going to do so much pyrotechnics. And I was just like, oh my God. I was just like, I stood up there as Mario Lopez, and I was just staring. Oh, yeah. I took way too many caps and stems that night.
We came on the show the following Monday, and he was like, I still really don't know if they did have pyrotechnics or if I thought they had.
Oh, it's a hell of a show. They put on a fantastic show. They're going
to
be playing.
We had to
Peacock.
Stop using those.
Thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just kind of a lot of rules.
They started getting to places like, oh, you need to have a fire marshal.
All right.
Well, get the fire marshal. Okay. Well, it's $1,000 an hour. What?
Oh, Jesus.
Like, yeah. So right. We had to kind of.
They're just up there.
Yachtly Crew performing Great White.
You know that shot?
It's still too soon.
It's still too soon.
Forever too soon.
It was like 90. That was not like what, 1990 or something?
I don't know. Yeah,
that shot's totally kicking in right now.
I feel it. I know. It's like my seventh. So it is totally kicking in.
His
right
kicked
now.
In at about 7:20.
He got any
fireball shots. This is the third time now we're with them where we've been actually probably legally drunk enough to get in our car and go.
How'd you like our new green room? It's pretty snazzy.
It's so awesome.
It's no longer just people's desks. Yeah, offices. I know. It's like we got couches and stuff. Thanks to Party Works for doing that for us.
Yeah, that's
otherwise,
great.
It would look like a
feels like a
closet.
real studio now.
I know. I had to I bitched at the powers that be. I'm like, it looks like this radio station is moving to we're packing up boxes and we're going someplace else. Where's the studio going? You're moving out of Burbank?
Like, actually, it was really bad. It looked like we were filing bankruptcy. It's over.
Yeah, we were having
everything must go.
We were having an estate sale.
Yeah,
and
it's not a good look. Yeah. Especially when we have the Yachtly Crew coming in. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Sailor Hawkins is here. He plays drums for Yachtly Crew. He's a fantastic drummer. And Baba Booey on bass. And you guys are playing at the Peacock Theater on Saturday the 29th. Did you guys bring in some tickets to give away?
We did.
Four pair of tickets. So if you want those tickets, call in right now. 818-955-2955. And the first four people to get through, play it easy on you, chocolate pie.
Hey. Thank you, Frank.
First four people that get through will get those tickets to go see Yachtly Crew. Like I said, it's a fantastic show.
It's a little different, too, this time.
It's Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we got some holiday stuff.
Did you guys just come out with a new Christmas album?
It came out last year.
We released it last year, but we had just signed with a new label last year.
That's kind of a last minute
sort of thing. And by the time, you know, the records get printed and blah, blah, you know, like actually made.
Yeah.
It came out.
Seas and Greetings.
Seas and Greetings. Pull it up, Jordan.
Yes. Come on. So good.
Actually, our song, that's the song we put out last year. There's a new one called
My friend heard
Home
this in
Christmas.
The market. They were playing in the market at the grocery store.
And no way.
She's like, oh my God, they're playing your song right now.
We did. It's Season Greetings. Look at that.
Season Greetings.
Yachtly Crew, Season Greetings. Since it was out last year. You can still get it on vinyl and probably go download it on all your music streaming platforms.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. We just released a new video. Home for Christmas is an original Christmas tune.
It's all on the tour bus.
Yeah. And
just the shows and just everything that we go through. That's crazy. We live a crazy life.
Has it dropped yet?
It's out. It's actually number 17 on the holiday charts right now. My manager just told me.
An original Christmas song.
Media-based chart. Yeah.
Because I'm still against those.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it's so weird how Christmas songs.
You know what? This guy needs another shot.
He does.
All right. You know what? Twist my arm. Come on, Sailor. You're doing a wicked.
All right. Call the Uber.
Call the Uber. It's really hard to get a new Christmas song, except that Mariah Carey, the Queen of Christmas.
Yeah, right. Still number
she
one.
Did it.
Yeah. Still number
one. But as far as like those classics, like the Bings and the
you know what,
Orsons,
though?
Right?
The thing, we did some covers on this Christmas EP that's out, and like most people have never even heard of these songs that we actually did. There's some original stuff on there, and there's a couple, four other songs that are covers, but two or three of them you've probably never heard in your life because they were actually big in other parts of the world.
In Europe.
It was
Gandalf the Green-Nosed Reindeer. They just changed a little bit.
Are we really doing copy, shot?
Copyright here. Pass one down. Pass one down.
Come on, dude.
Take one down. Pass it around.
I don't know what I'm drinking right
look
now.
At all,
I'm
look at all trouble. The calls coming in. How many people want to go see Motley Crue?
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
On the 29th. It's
that's
going awesome. To be at the Peacock
the
Theater.
Is there anybody we know? A lot of people say, what's the Peacock Theater? They haven't heard of it because it was rebranded. It used to be the Nokia Theater. It's across the street from what used to be the Staples Center, which is now Crypto.com
Arena.
Downtown.
Just think
it used to be the Microsoft
LA
Theater, too.
Right,
yeah,
downtown.
It was like Microsoft Theater. Yeah. Everything's getting changed. I was born and raised in Burbank, and for like over 10 years ago, they were saying, like, the Gibson Amphitheater. Yeah. I'm like, where's that? I've never even heard of this. What is this new? And they're like, oh, no, it's Universal Amp, you know, which is now Harry Potter.
Where can they get tickets now? I mean, as far as, like, as a website?
Access.com.
YachtlyCrew.com. YachtRockBand.
Do we got a link up there at HeidiandFrank.com?
I will throw one.
All right, John's going to put a link up to get your tickets for the 29th.
Let's do the shot.
So when you got your family coming out for Thanksgiving, it's a great way to end the holiday by going to see Yachtly Crew. The 29th at the Peacock Theater. Okay. Cheers, boys. Thanks
Cheers,
for coming
man.
In.
Cheers. Hello.
Seas and greetings.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't feel like junior high, does it, boys?
No. I just graduated high school.
Yeah.
Jordan, so glad you're back, dude.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
Don't
you
Don't scare us again, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'll try not to.
Okay?
No guarantees, but enjoy the day.
Take care of yourself.
Every single day.
Seize the day.
Everyone out there.
Seize the day.
Everybody take care of themselves out there. Don't mess around with your health. Don't be in denial. Get yourself fixed so you can stick around. We can't afford to lose any more audience members. More employees.
We need them all.
More employees. So Jordan's going to do his show later at noon over at the Crack House on mycrack.com. Full release with Jordan Fitzpatrick. So go check it out. You can call him up and text him over there. It's the same, you know.
I'll be there.
All right. Heidi, we do have to apologize now to those we have offended and get the hell out of here.
All right. Colin Hanks, Hogue Hospital, Harold Ramis, and all you thick skins.
Miss Universe, Air Supply, Eric Carr, and Gilfs.
Jackson Pollock, Divorced Irishman, Toby Keith, and Freddie Mercury.
Jimmy Cliff. Pat Morita. Catherine Heigl and Fat Guys in Ponchos.
Ants on a Log. Wait. Nia Peoples, Sideline Reporters, and My Wife's Pie.
Yachtly Crew, Canadians, Cameramen with Shaky Disease, and Chocolate Pies. You really have to listen to the whole show brought to you by GimmeTheVin.com, America's Best Car Buyer. We are Heidi and Frank. Thank you, fellas. Yachtly
Thank
Crew.
You guys.
Woo! Love you guys. Peacock Theater.
Yes.
Get your access.
November 29th.
Yachtly Crew, HeidiandFrank.com.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.